Today on the Pure Sweat Basketball Show, the opportunity to mentor someone else is pivotal in the growth of a coach.
Maybe I led you to believe it was easy when it wasn't. Maybe I made you think my highlights started at the free throw line and not in the gym.
Turn my headphones up!
Let's eliminate the will to win and think about the will to prepare to win.
That's how winning is done.
It's about being a great teammate. It's about being accountable to one another. It's about being tough. It's about doing the right things for each other, but it's about doing it every day.
Hi, this is Jay Billis of ESPN. You're listening to the Pure Sweat Basketball Show. I'm sweating already.
Thanks for tuning in to our effort to bring timely, relevant microclinics to coaches all across the world. This is Rich Sislowski sitting in for Alan Stein. Today's show was adapted from an article I wrote for the National Association of Basketball Coaches Time Out magazine. We just returned from their annual coaches convention at the Final Four, and the event was first class as always. Since its beginning in 1927, the NABC has continually worked to further the best interests of the game of basketball, as well as the players and coaches who participate in the sport. If you're not familiar with the NABC, you should visit nabc.com. Over the past 10 years, a disturbing trend has surfaced in the coaching community. Coaching turnover is rampant, and careers are being cut short at an alarming rate. This trend has been discussed at length within various coaching associations. Many reasons for the trend have been given, but the most mentioned are increasing parental involvement and expectations, lack of administrative support, the use of social media making everyone's opinion public, lack of a true off-season, competing with outside influences, and decreasing interest from fan bases. All of the symptoms above point to an overarching theme of coaching burnout as the cause of the trend. Now more than ever, coaches are in need of strategies to help cope with stress, manage time, develop relationships with parents and administrators, embrace social media, and take care of the body and mind. Another possible reason the coaching carousel is spinning out of control is that too often coaches are getting jobs before they are ready and are left to fend for themselves without an established support system. The need for good mentoring is more prevalent now than ever. Here are four mentors every coach should seek to add to their lives. Number one is the traditional mentor. This doesn't necessarily have to be an old school coach, but you want to find someone who has been there, done that. Someone who may not even be able to relate to the nuances of coaching today's players, but can give you valuable perspective and act as a barometer for situations as they get more and more complicated. This mentor usually does a great job of keeping you grounded and focused on the big picture. Number two is the peer mentor. This mentor is someone who is in a similar position to yours. A coach who is currently going through the same battles can offer a different perspective on the same situations and allow you to return the favor. The opportunity to mentor someone else is pivotal in the growth of a coach. Many coaches fear or forget this mentor relationship because the coaching profession has become increasingly competitive, and it may seem odd to enter a mutual mentoring relationship with someone you may compete against. Resist that thought and embrace what could be the most important relationship you make outside your staff. Number three is the outsider mentor. While the peer mentor is often feared or forgotten, the outsider mentor is rarely even thought of. This is someone who is successful in some area outside of coaching. They may be a business leader, an educational administrator, or just someone you admire for the person that they are. They don't need to know a thing about basketball and are often more impactful when they don't. They provide a global perspective that helps you take the basketball blinders off and focus on the biggest picture, life. This mentor often serves as a moral compass for you and can guide you through things going on in your life off the court as well. Finally, number four is the ever-present mentor. Our good friend Kevin Eastman is one of the most insightful clinic speakers on the circuit right now. If you ever get a chance to spend time with him or hear him speak, don't miss it. With a grin on his face, Kevin talks about all of the quote-unquote clinics he attends in the comfort of his own home or hotel room. He then lets you in on his secret by pointing to all of the books, videos, podcasts, etc. that are readily available for coaches to learn from. In the same vein, one of the seven principles for a good life passed down to John Wooden by his father was, drink deeply from good books. Start by finding a book or video that you identify with, and then follow the path that leads you down. Invariably, every book and resource you find will lead you to an exponential number of others like it. In the rare instance that the book or article you are reading does not cite another resource, seek out the author and ask them who their major influences are. Using this strategy, you will quickly compile a list of mentors whose thoughts you can have at your fingertips at a moment's notice. The most valuable resources available to coaches are other coaches. Be willing to share ideas and be open to getting new ideas from others, and you will build a support system that will keep you in the fight. Thanks for listening. Let's get back in the gym and get back to impacting lives through basketball.